The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, I'd like to share with you in this Living Hope Pastor's Podcast some thoughts on building a team. In Mark's Gospel and chapter 3, we read that Jesus went up on a mountain. He went up on the mountain and he was praying. And the Bible says he called to them those who he wanted, and they came to him. You can imagine the people wondering and waiting if they were going to be called. But that moment came when Jesus, I don't know how he did it, whether he pointed at someone and beckoned them, but they came to him. And out of those that were there, the Bible says very clearly, he appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. So we can see that the focus and purposes of Jesus were very clear. First of all, the 12 were to be with him. It was not going to be a remote class, and of course Zoom was not even thought of, but it was a personal, intimate gathering, and they were to spend time with him. Now, spending time with Jesus would clearly involve listening to him, but just watching him, observing his life, observing the way he handled situations, was all very, very important. And when you're looking to build a team, one of the keys is to bring together people who are willing to spend time with Jesus. Now, of course, you'll want to spend time with each other, but firstly, we need to be sure that the people that you are getting together, they're people who love Jesus. There are people who will not make a fuss or think that, you know, if you want to spend lots of time in prayer, that's terrible, let's get on with the business. No, that's not the right attitude. Jesus said, I'm calling you, first of all, to spend time with me. And when you look to see different people take positions within your church, make sure that these people are comfortable to spend time with Jesus. Now, the second thing we learn is that these particular 12, they would be sent out to preach and have authority to drive out demons. This is, again, very clear, and it's not the role of everyone that Jesus calls. But this particular group of people, they were called to preach, to proclaim the truth of God, and to have authority to drive out demons. And so they were aware that Jesus was looking for people who would be faithful in sharing the word. And how would they know what to share? Well, he was going to teach them. He didn't tell them to go and make up their own ideas. He was going to spend time with them, yes, and he would have taught them. And that's just so important. If you're a senior leader in a church, don't be afraid to bring teaching to those who are working alongside you. We must not hesitate to make people aware of the framework, and this is what we teach, this is what we represent as a church. It's terribly confusing if one person is saying something entirely different to another person. These 12, although they were certainly different personalities, we can be sure that Jesus placed into their hearts not necessarily the message word for word, but they knew what they had to say, and it was important that they said it. Now, the authority to drive out demons demonstrates that these 12 were to be people who would be in a position when the demonic was around to address it and to deliver people from the demonic and to just keep bringing honor to Jesus. This again is a very, very important part of ministry. Now, we're not saying, and I have been saying, it's not that everybody will have this particular role of preaching and driving out the demons. Though, of course, all leaders need to be able to share their faith, and all leaders need to be in a position to come against the enemy if required. But that won't necessarily be the ministry of everybody. And not everybody is going to be in the pulpit every Sunday. But it is important to be in a position to play our part. So that's the little message for today. Spend time with Jesus. Spend time then with those that you work with in ministry. Make sure that you are singing from the same hymn sheet, we use that phrase, you're on the same page, and God will bless that ministry and you'll continue to grow together. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.